Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we know name, image, likeness is huge in college football right now. It's causing a lot of problems. A lot of problems with you people. It's causing a lot of problems between head coaches. It's causing problems for head coaches keeping guys on campus when other schools are putting collectives together to offer NIL deals. We know that name, image, likeness is just, it's new territory. It'll work itself out, but right now it's in its infancy stages and it's tough. It's also something that is on the radar for the NFL because these college guys are coming into the league, some of them with NIL deals that they had in college, some of them decided not to get them. But how did they handle NIL as players, as student athletes? Nick Caserio said that is definitely something that they talk to the prospects about.
It's interesting. You know, some of the players that we talked to and interviewed during our process, we brought that topic up, and there are certain players that shied away from it because they said their focus was on, you know what, I'm focused on being the best player, and if I'm as good as a player I possibly can be, then eventually some of that will take care of itself relative to having the opportunity to get drafted in a slot. Maybe that's, you know, a high draft pick or even, you know, second, third round picks. There's a certain level of compensation that's involved. I think one of the things that's interesting is just the level of financial commitment that I would say players are receiving or the schools are willing to outlay for them.
So that was Caserio yesterday on with me and Seth. He was on with us for 36 minutes yesterday. You can listen to the interview on the podcast. It was a good conversation. Seth, my feeling on this is that I feel like all 32 teams like that answer that he said, where some players said we didn't do any NIL because we wanted to focus on football, and if we focus on football, I'll get drafted higher, and that stuff will take care of itself. I feel like all 32 teams like that answer. It's impossible not to like that answer. I feel like the Texans skew to the further end of the curve on it, really liking that answer when it comes to NIL.
Yeah, but I also think, and I would guess that Nick Caserio feels this way, you can't automatically think that it's a negative if a guy did partake.
I agree. In,
it's one of those things where, okay, if the guy genuinely, like, this guy's so focused and determined and he knows that he's got a potential payday on the other end that's so huge and vast that he didn't partake in it at all, yes, that's great. That's awesome. But also recognize that, yeah, some of the, like Nick alluded to, the numbers that we're talking with some of these kids are to the point where I feel like I might have to ask a guy, be like, okay, I want to be sure, like, this guy turned down the money because he's focused and not because he's stupid. Because, he could have taken a $2 million and for minimal effort. You know, so I think that, if anything, the guys that take the name, image, likeness money, but handle it well and, you know, act responsibly, it doesn't affect them, it didn't knock them off course or anything, that might even be more of a big plus, because that's one of the biggest question marks you have is, like, with these guys is, man, there's lots of guys that are just Boy Scouts in college when there's no money around and the money changes them and there's almost no way to predict it. Some guys it doesn't have an effect, some guys it makes them work even harder, and then some guys it just turns them into a completely different person. So if I have a guy that's actually made a bunch of money in NIL, but he didn't spend it, and he's just stayed focused, never changed, coaches still love him, then that might be more of a plus.
It's a really interesting topic because of what you just said. You know, I'm talking about how the Texans probably more than most teams like guys that gave an answer that Nick just said where, hey, I didn't do the NIL stuff because I wanted to focus on football. It doesn't mean – it's not this – black or white thing where it means because they like the answer of no, I didn't take NIL money, that yes, I did take it is a bad answer, or they eliminate those guys like you said. I think what's also interesting is that all the dynamics you just said about getting more money in your life, you know, and does it change you? Does it change your work habits? Does it change who you are personally? Does it change your interpersonal relationships? Seth, those are all things that are hard for people in their 40s to deal with, their 30s to deal with, their 50s to deal with. We're talking about 18-year-old kids. That's what makes it, to me, just a really, really interesting topic.
The vast majority of us are really, really bad at just managing our money if left to our own devices.
Yeah.
Without, like, the vast majority of human adults, including when you're 40, 50, 60 years old.
Right.
So, I was lucky enough that early in life I you know, was advised to basically do a bunch of stuff that I don't have any control over. It's a, you know, it's a commitment device. I couldn't touch certain money until I was 35 years old, until I was 45 years old. And I'm glad that I did, because I think I'm smart enough, but I don't always have the best judgment.
Because now you're wrecking shop as a 45-year-old.
There's different, yeah.
They were right. The parties are way better in your 40s when you've saved your money in your 20s.
The day of my 45th birthday, I woke up and I said, hey, Brandy, things are going to change for a bit around here, okay? And then I had a water slide installed in the backyard.
A roller coaster, a water slide, and you bought 3 Lamborghinis.
So I think sometimes, you know, everybody's always got that image of like, oh, yeah, well, you know, if it were me, what I would do with that money is stick it in a high yield this or that or whatever. But it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you have a guy that's actually showed that discipline already while he's in college, that's a rare maturity for a college kid.
Caserio went on to talk about one player specifically, and I feel like this is a player who is, at least in the moment, has kind of become the face of the name, image, and likeness stuff. Jordan Addison was the Biletnikoff Award winner for top wide receiver in college football at Pitt last year. He just transferred to USC, where reportedly he's got a big NIL package waiting for him to go play for Lincoln Riley at USC. Nick Caserio yesterday on our show, unsolicited, brought up Jordan Addison by name.
The one receiver that's transferring from Pitt, Addison, right? He's one of the better receivers in the country. I think I was reading something the other day that, you know, he had a potentially NIL deal totaling or getting close to $3.5 million, which is a pretty, I mean, sizable amount. That's more than some second and third round draft picks are going to make. So, and again, it's not the player's fault. You certainly can't fault them for that. But how they handle everything that goes along with it, is that something that you have to be cognizant of? Absolutely. How does that factor in? Does it change their, I would say, their motivation, how they approach their sport, how they approach their position, how they approach improving as a player? They get caught up in sort of, you know, the monetary rewards.
Dude, this is definitely a thing that's a data point for NFL scouts now and GMs, how the players are handling this stuff.
It's the part that's hard for kids that are going through it right now is that there's just so little oversight or precedent, and it feels like I have this image in my mind of kids just getting offers all day long left and right. And I know it depends. Various schools have done more things to help kids out than other schools. Well, at the same time, they got to be very careful that it doesn't look like they're paying the kids. It feels like a lot more stress than, again, the typical endorsement as a player, where you might show up and do a commercial or something, and then you get paid a certain amount, or maybe you wear, you know, your Nike deal is your easiest one.
Yeah.
You wear you sign a contract, you get a certain amount of merchandise, maybe some cash to wear Nikes on game day. That's all you got to do. Where in college, each deal is individual and separate. And the college kids, well, also, many of them actually balancing schoolwork and handling this stuff. It honestly feels like it's more of a test than the actual NFL money management side of things.
I was just thinking, too, you know, you probably have some kids that are getting NIL money that they don't go to class. They're just there to play football, right? Before NIL, plenty of kids were just going to school just to play football. If I were a player who is a prominent player who's getting paid a lot of money through NIL, it might completely change what I actually study in college. Like, I might be super inclined to be a business major at that point.
Yeah, like, you start taking...
Learn about marketing and learn about money management and all of those things. Like, if you combine those things, man, it can be a really powerful thing.
You might be... Yeah, you're a little bit more confronted with the real world of what you do and do not know.
Absolutely.
Where, like, when you're in college, if you're not in a... Depending on what major you have, it's very easy to start living in a little bit of bubble and think about the way things should be without being constrained by the reality of the hardcore numbers of things.
Yep.
That's a really good point.
832-49.
I'd rather have a team full of business majors than biology majors because, frankly, the labs and whatnot are too time-consuming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're kind of gross.
Get on the field, nerds.
That's right.
That's what I would say. That would be my mantra. What is it? Play like a champion today at Notre Dame?
At Notre Dame.
Mine would be get on the field, nerds.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. You know, and they tap the sign on the way out. Get on the field, nerds. 832-494. If I buy a ticket to the toast for John McClain, can I call John McClain an old fat bastard to his face?
The hell?
No.
No, I would. You know what? It's for a good cause. It's for charity. I would bet that John would let this person do that. They should add that as a package. You know how sometimes you buy tickets to things and you can upgrade? Like, hey, I bought a ticket to an Astros game. I'm also buying a pass to the Gallagher Club so I can eat the buffet up there. You know, you can do little add-ons to things.
Yeah.
They should have that as an add-on, that you buy a table. There are certain tables that are just regular tables. There are other tables that are old fat bastard tables where you
can go up to John.
The thing
about that, the problem with that right there, Sean, is that what that guy wants to say to John, that lacks any kind of like actual humor or wit or anything like that.
Yeah, but it generates money for the kids, Seth.
Yeah, I can't abide by that.
Okay.
Who are you, Stalin? The ends justifies the means? No, just because it goes to a good cause doesn't mean you can justify any level of name-calling and whatever.
I sound like a jerk when I brag about getting to call John McClain an old fat bastard to his face for free? Like, I don't even have to pay to do it. I get to do it for free.
You sound like a jerk when you're pimping it out without John's knowledge.
I do a little
bit. I think John would totally demean himself.
No, you're right.
For the benefit of charity.
I am kind of putting him out there. That is true. That is kind of a jerk move by me. All right. So I'll let John call me a name back. How's that? Proportional response. All right. Headlines we'll get to in the next segment. We need to dig into attendance at OTAs. There are some prominent names that are not in attendance for their teams. What does it mean? And also a trade made yesterday at the most important position in team sports within the AFC South. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.